CKUW 95.9 FM. We basically invented Satanic Panic.
Yeah. Back here on the Completely Asinine radio program here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Welcome back. That was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with the bell that couldn't jingle. Before that, we heard A Minor Forest with Beef Rigger. Phasing Tom Solo with This Is the New Move. Sky Wallace with Momentum, Big Macaroe, and Elvour. Man, I just screwed everything up there. I was doing so good. So good. Damn it. Big Macaroe and Alvaro Rojas with Fanboy Panic. And beginning that set with Venetian Snares with If I Could Say I Love You. If I could say I love you. It's not really an if. I do love you. You're my listeners. Thank you so much for listening. Here's another song. Here on CKUW 95.9 FM. On the program, the Completely Asinine radio program. Thank you.
work, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you are filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. So the boring Colette, I mean all disrespect, in the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would dream. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. The twist, but we're fresh out of shower. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Bringing me down like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown.
Maybe you're right. You're tuned in to 95.9 FM CKUW Radio from the University of Winnipeg.
I've never witnessed any living creature die. And despite seeing it in the movies, I've no idea what it's like in real life. But pretty soon, I'm gonna know. My little red cat is at the end, and there's only one way this can go. Last night I held him in my arms and I cried. Today he sat at my feet all day while I tried to ride. But he can barely walk without falling over. Because he's refusing to eat, and there's really nothing I can do to force him. Had nearly 13 beautiful years together. He's seen me at my worst, and he's seen me at my better. And I understand him intuitively and without language. I know from the look on his face if he's happy or sad or angry. Or scared, I've seen that one a lot more this last month. He's scared of what's happening in his body. Of all the discomfort, and I'm sure he's scared of dying, because who the hell isn't? And I don't know what to tell him, except that I'll be with him to the end. I go a little bit numb when I try to picture that moment. Even though I should prepare, because any day now I'm gonna live it. I don't know what it means to keep it together for a cat. Read my emotions, and to them he often reacts. Does he need me to be strong and steady and reassuring? Does he need to know that I will miss him and that his memory I will carry? knows he needs to be distracted, so the last thing he feels isn't fear. God, I would do any fucking thing to keep him here. Part of me can't even believe that this is real. Every day for the last 13 years, he's meowed while I've fixed up his meal. And every day when I came home, he ran up to the door with a little trill. Like, hey dad, where the hell have you been? My stomach is literally eating itself. I don't mean to suggest that all he cared about was snacks. He was also very serious about rubbing his face against my hand. Well, I tried to grade papers, and sometimes he'd flip right down on the stack. And I'd have to apologize to my students because there'd be fur on their exams. An endless list of things to say about this little guy. But all I can think about is that very soon I will be holding him while he dies. A lot of sad and hard things have happened in my life. Right now, this one feels really dramatic and insane and horrifying. Soon I'll be watching the life drain out of my beloved companion. Watching his brother try to make sense of what's happening. I don't know what it's like to mourn one cat alongside another. Or how to explain to him that he'll never again get to chase his brother. Across the living room floor, like a couple of maniacs. And onto the bed, where their claws would jab my leg and give me heart attacks. And into the kitchen, where they slide across the side. Over the years, they've probably chased each other for hundreds of miles. Now one has reached the end of the road. We have no idea what comes after when the road ends. Where do you go? To a place where there's an endless bowl of delicious snacks. does everything fall silent? It just ends, and that's that. I would do anything for these cats, including ending their pain. It's a lot harder in reality than when it's just an abstract thing you say. So I just listen to the trash can Sinatra songs. Should I pray? And when I got to the end of the song, I asked myself the same. Am I talking to myself in these prayers? Will they lead me somewhere in death? I don't know, Frank, but maybe I will pray for my little friend. As he crosses over into the unknown, that is the end. And I will hold his paw from the start until the finish. And wherever in this world that he goes, I will be with him. Just over 24 hours left to spend with him, but I stepped out to get a coffee and it's just started snowing. Before I go home, I'm gonna pop over to the pond in High Park to say hi to the ducks, because right now I really need their support. Animals understand life and death better than we do. Some of my friends have come to say goodbye and cry, and that's beautiful too. But we have this inherent sense of it not being fair, like we've been cheated or wronged. Animals understand this is just the world carrying on. So I'm gonna spend 10 minutes visiting with the ducks to try to find some comfort in the midst of something that utterly fucking sucks. Cause like the ducks and my friends and the other cat, my life could continue. My time here isn't over, I have to be able to contribute. So a bit later that afternoon, I walked down the street to get another coffee, and I sat in front of the shop for a minute, and it was still snowing. And I took a picture of the Lithuanian banquet hall across the street, and a couple came by and tied their dog up next to me. I don't always like dogs, but this one I understood. She was an old black lab, but she was tired, and I recognized the look in her eyes. She knew pain just like I did. So I sat with her and stroked her head, and we were truly together for a minute. Eventually I knew I had to go home and spend my last night with the cat. But nothing felt right, everything derailed, and I went into a kind of panic. I guess it's hard to plan something like this. Sometimes it just doesn't go the way you wanted it to. So you go to sleep and you wake up and it's a new day. Thank you. Now it's that day, and I'm crying in my bed. Cause it's about 9 hours this cat has left. And my body feels empty and sick and shaky and broken and unreal. I'm trying to remember this is a terrible, terrible wound, and over time it will heal. And I'm thankful because so many kind people have sent their love. My mother, my sister and my brother and Greg and Riaz and Julia and my neighbor who lives above me. And we're only a few hours away and that song, it's still in my head. Losing life, losing love, losing all. This cat was all those things to me, I know. He was a foundational piece in my life. I held him this morning and said, you are my home. He was love, he was the meaning of it. No creature ever loved so. My friend, he made the world warmer, made me less alone. Yesterday, the universe gave us a comforting blanket of snow. And today, the sun came out to remind us that onward we must go. I thanked him for the endless gifts he gave to me. The laughter, the love, the support on my hardest days, a reason to be. Now it's a few hours away from his last breath. Sitting together on my old chair, and I'm rubbing his head. And we're watching the trains roll by, and the wind blowing the snow. If there has to be a last afternoon, this one is beautiful. Sitting on the floor and I'm playing this song for him. Goodbye, my sweet friend. Goodbye. I love you and I forever will. Until it's me sitting there getting ready to face the end of my life. Be in my heart. I love you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you.